So right now we're talking to Charlie Parr. He's going to be playing as part of a concert about mental health awareness presented by Let's Talk MN. It's going to be featuring himself along with Pertnir Sandstone, Them Cooley Boys, and Galen Lee. It's going to be the North Shore Theater in Duluth on Saturday. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. What can you tell us about this show happening on Saturday?
Well, it's kind of an awareness-raising event for the Let's Talk folks. We're going to do the bands you mentioned, and they're going to have information there, you know, a table set out with information for folks. They can learn more about the hotline number that people can call and the website that they've built. It's just going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of trying to get the word out about mental health issues and what to do if you feel like you're in crisis. Mm-hmm. It's all good stuff.
What can you tell me about the organization that's putting this on, Let's Talk?
I'm probably not the best person to speak too much to that. You know, they've asked me to help out with just some of the publicity side of things, but it's an organization that covers a good chunk of the Northland here, the Arrowhead region. You know, doing kind of at least I think four counties worth of mental health awareness and crisis intervention, suicide prevention work. So they're very, very busy folks. They've got a lot going on, and they've developed this website and the hotline phone numbers for people to call. And I'm just trying to get the news out about that so people can have access to it.
Right. And I know we talked about this last time you were up here playing, and you know, your new album Dog. You talk about that a lot on that album because mental health has been a big thing in your life. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, it's been a part of my life ever since I was a teenager, I guess. You know, I was diagnosed with clinical depression when I was a teenager. And, you know, I'm 51 years old now, and it's kind of ebbed and flowed throughout my life. And for a long time, it kind of, you know, I didn't want to say it went away, but it took a back seat for many years in the middle part there. And in the last 5 or 6 years, it's reared its ugly head again in a kind of a pretty striking way. So it's something I've had to, you know, stop and take a look at again, and get some help and, you know, wonder why it's still there. Part of life, I guess.
So when did you realize that you could be someone to help people with similar issues?
You know, I still haven't really felt comfortable with that role. I'm in the middle of this. You know, it's not, I haven't like conquered it or, you know, kind of come to any conclusion about it or gotten anywhere in recovering from it. I'm in the midst of it. So, you know, the idea that I could be of any help to anybody else is, I'm not really sure that that's true. You know, I was really happy to help when these guys reach out to me and they asked me to do the PSAs about it. And I, you know, I'm honored to be part of it. But, you know, on the other hand, if anybody asked me for practical advice on how to deal with clinical depression, I'm not really sure I could give that right now because, you know, I'm not at that point in my own journey with it that I would be able to help anybody else out. I hope that people are using, you know, the resources that are available through agencies like Let's Talk and, you know, their local mental health services that they can get what they need from there. It'd be nice if, you know, if we lived in a world where, you know, there was a community of people kind of in your neighborhood who understood and would help you take care of yourself, but sometimes it doesn't feel that way. You know, sometimes it feels a lot lonelier than that. So I'm not really sure how to how to get over that.
So being part of this concert is, as you said, if this is still something you're in the midst of, so this is kind of like you're in this together sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to be that kind of neighbor, you know, that do the whatever little thing that I can to help out my neighbors, you know, and Duluth is my community, you know, and this concert represents something like that, you know, although, you know, the more selfish part of shows like this is that, you know, music is, like, time and time again has saved my life, so it's, if I have an opportunity to play music, I will go and do it. And I'm excited to be able to play in the North Shore, so I haven't been in there for kind of a long, long time to play music. So this will be really, really exciting for me.
Yeah, I've never been in there either. What's it like?
I haven't been in it since they restored it. When I used to go, it was around, you know, 2000 to 2003, I suppose. Kind of the last part of the mezzanine days. We used to play up there in the mezzanine, and there was a bar, and, you know, the main room wasn't open. You couldn't really get in there unless someone was, like, snuck in and took a look at it, and it was just kind of a big, dark place. And they used to do shows in the balcony was kind of walled off, and they'd have these shows in there, and I played in there with Dakota Dave Hall, and I saw Dave Ray play in there. It was a really cool space. It was, you know, it was run down and a little bit rough, but it also represented a focal point of, you know, kind of an arts community. And when I first moved to Duluth in 1999, I gravitated towards it, and I found that the sense of kind of community among the musicians who live in Duluth was really, really strong, and that was kind of their spot. And so I went there a lot, and met and made friends with people like Alan Sparhawk, you know, and a lot of those folks. And it's just been a really, really nice memories to think about the way that place helped me and when I first came here.
If you're joining us right now, we're talking to Charlie Parr about a concert happening on Saturday. It's a mental health awareness show presented by Let's Talk MN, featuring Charlie Pard, Pertner Sandstone, Them Cooley Boys, and looks like Galen Lee's going to be there as well. So let's talk about what else have you been up to? How's the support for Dog been going? I saw you're over in Europe as well.
Yeah, I was in Europe for all of February and about half of March, about 6 weeks, and it was really nice. It was, decided to take the train instead of having to worry about, you know, cars and driving, and it was great to be able to sit on a train and watch the countryside go by. A little bit, you know, relentless, because there's a lot of traveling involved, and when you're doing a show every single day and finding your way around cities you've never been to and languages that you can't speak. But everybody was super kind to me and really welcoming. Got to go over and do a few shows in England, where I've been a lot, and I know a lot of folks over there, so got to catch up with some friends and come back and hanging around Duluth for a while and doing some shows with the Tedeschi Trucks band.
Oh, wow.
Which has been great. And then heading for Texas in May and doing shows down in that area, and looking forward to the summer and just playing guitar, you know.
Yeah. Where can people learn more about the website for Let's Talk, and where people can find more information?
Yeah, it's just Let's Talk MN. You know, if you Google that, you'll get taken right to it. Let's Talk MN, and there should be all kinds of resources available on there, including like a map of northern Minnesota. You can get real specific and where you can get help. So.
Well, that's great. That's gonna be a really good resource for a lot of folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us today, Charlie. Best of luck to you going forward and with the show on Saturday.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for talking today.